I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday, where we talk about things going on at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talk to Trisha Bush, the Associate Athletic Director and Campus Recreation Coordinator, about summer recreational opportunities at NMU.
Some of our big summer programs are our youth camps. So we offer youth camps for elementary age children, middle school children, and even into high school when you look at all of our different sport camps that we have. Basically, every varsity athletic team that we have at Northern is offering a summer kids camp program. So those are always great. We even have a babysitter certification for, 11-year-old and up who are looking to start making some money on the side, pay for all their fun endeavors.
Well, with some of the sports camps in particular, what are some of the things that are taught to the kids that take part in them?
Yeah, some of the things, basically they all provide, your basic skills for that particular sport, hands-on training from the Wildcat coaches and Wildcat athletes, current athletes, maybe some returning alumni athletes come and help out, which is just, it's a fun experience for the kids to kind of see someone that they go watch at games, help them try to develop their skills.
And it could also be an opportunity to visit the campus in a way that isn't kind of the normal way.
Right. Yeah. It does expose them to the university campus. And, for those, they do go over to the marketplace where the same Northern College students are eating, during the academic year, and they get to experience that little college, that college time, which is fun.
With these certification programs, you mentioned the babysitter one, but I know there's even more than that you have. What do you have with that?
Yeah. So we offer swim lessons we offer all summer long. And then we also offer CPR certification, the babysitter certification. We often offer lifeguard certifications, recertifications, a little bit of everything through American Red Cross.
Is that kind of the idea with the summertime that you want to open the doors for these opportunities? They're kind of different educational opportunity, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. During the fall and winter semesters, we really are mainly focused on our college students.
Sure.
A lot of them leave and go home over the summer and take the courses online. And so then we really bring in the local youth, all of the elementary and middle school age children, and they kind of fill in that gap in the summer months.
Talking a lot about the camps, but also there's for all ages and all members of the community, you have some opportunities for them too.
Right. Yep. We do have our outdoor equipment rental center. We have things like backpacks, hammocks, tents, sleeping bags, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. And, a lot of people think we only rent to students because we are the university, but we do rent to every community member. You don't have to be a member to the PEEF Recreation Center. You just have to be someone in the community looking for some fun.
Well, if somebody wants to do that, what's the best way to get the ball rolling, so to speak?
Yeah, we have the number to call to check on the equipment and the reservations would be 227-136. Otherwise, they could stop in at any time that the PEEF is open and we can help get them some equipment.
We continue with our Wildcat Wednesday today. Trisha Bush with us, Associate Athletic Director, also a Coordinator of Campus Recreation Opportunities at Northern Michigan University. Summer recreational programs and youth programs in particular, Trisha, those are some of the big ones that happen in summer. What are some of the things you do with that?
Yeah, so looking at our kids camp and our tween camp program, we offer those every week all summer long so that families can kind of pick and choose. There's a lot of different programs going on in the community, and we appreciate that at Northern as well. So, you could come 2 days a week to our program and then go ahead and take the other local programs, whether it's the Seaborg Science Camps, whether it's a sport camp. I know they have youth theater camps now even. So just being able to be flexible and kind of come and go as you need. So 2-3 days a week is what most kids come throughout the summer. And it's great. We do, we go in the pool every day. We swim. They get to try the climbing wall. I don't know if you've been climbing on our climbing wall at the PEEF.
No, I can't say I have. No.
But we get to go on the climbing wall. We get to go ice skating in the Barry Event Center, which is exciting for them. They get to, have some interaction with some college varsity athletes during the program. They also do lots of sports and crafts, just kind of your typical day camp program.
Are these camps sort of broken up by age groups? And if they are, how is that?
Yeah. So kindergarten through fifth grade is what we call our Wildcat Kids Camp program. And then going into sixth through eighth grade would be our Wildcat Tween Camp program. Okay. And the Tween Camp program is really unique in that we let them have say in what they want to do. So we're very structured with our kids camp program. We have a schedule we stick to. For the tweens, we let them develop the schedule. They get to leave campus. So if they want to walk down to Lower Harbor with their counselors, they can go ahead and do that and play Frisbee down there. Just hang out. Just something different where we know that age group thinks they're already adults, even though they're not quite there yet. So we try to give them, that flexibility in the program.
Sure. Again, also, I think it does bear mentioning, we touched on it a moment ago, but with all of the equipment rentals and facilities and usage, you want to make sure that people know that it's open to the public during the summer to come in and check it out.
Right, yeah. And we do have memberships for students, faculty, staff, and community members. Mm-hmm. We rent out all of our equipment to the same groups. Definitely stop by the PEEF. We're happy to give you a tour over there and show you what we have.
So again, if people have questions, they want to find out more, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, the Rec Sports office can help you with anything you need. It's 227-2519 or check out our website at nmu.edu/recreation.
That's Tricia Bush, Associate Athletic Director and Campus Recreation Coordinator at NMU. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindelah.